With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Big developments today in the Middle East as both the U.S. and Israel have carried out attacks on Iran. And here's the BBC's Joe Inwood.
The U.S. president confirmed they were joint strikes. He posted an 8-minute video on social media.
We are going to destroy their missiles and raise their missile industry to the ground. It will be totally, again, obliterated. We're going to annihilate their navy. We're going to ensure that the region's terrorist proxies can no longer destabilize the region or the world.
Iran has promised a swift and crushing response against not just Israel, but U.S. bases across the region.
And the strikes came after tensions soared in recent weeks as American warships moved into the region. And President Trump said he wanted a deal to constrain Iran's nuclear program, but he never achieved that. President Trump says Secretary of State Marco Rubio, meanwhile, is engaged in high-level talks with Cuban officials.
The Cuban government is talking with us. And they're in a big deal of trouble, as you know. They have no money. They have no anything right now. But they're talking with us. And maybe we'll have a friendly takeover of Cuba. We could very well end up having a friendly takeover of Cuba.
More reports of spying by the FBI during the Biden administration. Here's correspondent Ron Taylor.
FBI Director Kash Patel has fired 10 agents after revelations that the Bureau secretly obtained phone records of Patel and White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles during the Biden administration. The records were reportedly hidden in restricted access folders, raising concerns about oversight and targeting of political figures.
That is Ron Taylor reporting. Reuters reports the FBI obtained toll records of Patel and Wiles. This is SRN News. A report card for American churchgoers.
It comes from Lifeway Research, and it seeks to find out how Protestants who attend worship regularly are doing in different aspects of discipleship. When it comes to obeying God and denying self, 75% say they're doing that, good for a grade of C. Churchgoers also get a C on serving God and exercising their faith. But the grade is D when it comes to reading the Bible and an F on the issue of sharing Christ with others. Michael Harrington reporting.
The head of the Jewish Federations of North America has issued a warning. Speaking in Washington, D.C. this month, Eric Fingerhut said, quote, "The state of the Jewish Union in America is strong, but it is being tested. We're worried about the real threats of violence and the growing acceptance of anti-Semitic rhetoric." Fingerhut is calling on Congress to take action. He says lawmakers need to expand the capabilities of the FBI and other law enforcement agencies. This is SRN News. Jennifer King reports on the passing of legendary recording artist Neil Sedaka.
Neil Sedaka sold millions of records. The Brooklyn-born son of a Jewish taxi driver went to Juilliard and was recognized early on for his musical talents.
I started in the Brill Building here in New York, and we were taught to write hooks, catchy songs, memorable songs.
He teamed up with lyricist and high school classmate Howard Greenfield for hits that embodied an era of 50s and 60s teen innocence, like Calendar Girl and Happy Birthday, Sweet 16. He had another string of hits in the 70s, including Laughter in the Rain. He kept writing and performing into his 80s, singer-songwriter Neil Sedaka died at age 86. I'm Jennifer King.
Burger King employees are getting a big dose of AI, the company testing AI headsets that will know whether employees say welcome or thank you when speaking with customers. More of these stories at srnnews.com.